You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So you said you saw a few flurries at your house?
A few little tiny flakes coming down. Just a few flakes.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a pretty decent day. I mean, the sun will be out here
Nothing's
in just a little
stick.
Bit.
There's no accumulation down here.
It's going to be cold, though. Plan on a chilly start to your day. We won't get out of the 30s, maybe 39 or 40 this afternoon. And then we start warming up again, 50s tomorrow, and I think 60s on Friday. But
nice.
Chilly Wednesday. What's going on with basketball?
Reed had a new season of basketball start up, and this was the second practice last night. And I noticed something during the first practice a week ago that I was like, maybe this is a fluke, maybe this is a one-time thing, but the dad way down at the end, the other end of the gym, just mouthy, you're traveling, put a little more arch on it, that's a double dribble, do better, get your hands out of your pockets. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Is this guy going to be like this the whole season? Maybe it's just the first time.
It'll be the whole season.
That happened again last night, Dom.
Oh, yeah. It'll be every.
Practice number two, run faster. Oh, I can't believe you missed that. That's
it's almost it's kind of a DNA element for some people. I think it's in their genetic wiring that they are that kind of sports parent.
As you could tell, this guy, this is all he does is eat, drink, and bleed sports, and he's pushing his kid into doing this.
Yeah.
And his kid's not that great, so he's just on him and on him. And he's got true, alpha male features, douchey alpha male features.
Oh, I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're kind of like, I'm just like, dude, just shut up, And I don't know if it's a thing where, do you go down and just give the guy a hug? Just say, it's going to be all right, man. We're just here for fun. It's going to be a good season.
Yeah.
Anybody's going to be fine.
Anybody who's been around youth sports for a long time, and you have now, because Reed's been doing this for several years.
And I did it for years. So.
Yeah, exactly. And I coached youth sports for a long time, and the whole living vicariously through your children is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it happens some with moms.
I'm sure it
does some.
Some, yeah.
That's why I'm putting the emphasis on that word. But that is, in my experience, anecdotally, it is a dad thing.
It's a dad thing.
That it's some sort of pride thing for them that somehow they will be measured as a man.
Absolutely.
By how well their son does in sports.
They're reliving those high school glory days now through their kid and got their hat on backwards.
And nobody cares.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, just be quiet, man. Let the kids have their 10. Let them have some fun. Sim it down.
Now, listen, it's not to say that I'm not competitive, and I certainly was competitive as a coach. You want to win. But at the same time that, when you've got 26 parents running up and down the sidelines, trying to be, 26 assistant coaches.
Yeah, and I did. That's the thing. I felt bad for the coaches because we've got some high schooler kids actually teaching, the basketball high school kids teaching this year.
Well, they know what they're doing.
They're really good. They're like sinking every shot when they're showing the kids what to do. These high schoolers are really good. So I'm like, one, they're good. And then two, I just felt bad for the guy's kid. Out there,
because
you could tell that kid was just like, shut up, Dad,
Yeah.
Whereas I wait until we get into the car to tell Reed everything he did wrong.
You have a little binder
All
made up.
All the way home, I tell him what he did wrong.
Jeremy gets home, he's got a PowerPoint presentation for Reed.
We need to talk,